Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We welcome to the show the 14th head coach in UB school history, Jim Weitzel. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Congratulations on the head coach position.
Thank you very much. I'm excited.
What was it like when you got the call that you were going to be the head coach?
Well, you know what? I was in Minneapolis, and Mark Allnutt gave me the call and said he wanted to meet, and I was really fired up. I mean, the first person obviously called was my wife, and then I called I have quite a few brothers, so I called my mom and dad and them, and then was able to call the players. So it was a special day. Yeah, it was an exciting day.
Something kind of you've dreamed of up to that point.
Yeah, you know, and being here, we really enjoyed, we've been here 4 years with Nate, and obviously we had great success, and then we really enjoyed living in Buffalo. My wife and I, we're from the Midwest originally, so this was a place we've just really grown to love.
Buffalo kind of feels Midwesty, doesn't it?
Very much so. We lived in New York City before that, so coming here was... you know, much different and much more kind of what we had grown up, both of us, and accustomed to. So neither one of us had ever been to Buffalo before. So we were really excited and happy when I got the opportunity, and it's been great. It's been a great place for us to be.
I would imagine the continuity of you staying on and becoming the head coach felt great for the players.
Yeah, I think it was really good because, you know, the kids, you know, I'd worked with them the last 4 years, and a lot of our younger guys spent a lot of time with them because during the season, you put extra time in terms of development them. And so you really develop a good rapport with them. So I felt really comfortable with the group of guys coming back and certainly the guys who were graduating. So I was appreciative of their support for the job, and I think it's helped us. I mean, all I've done is move down the hallway. I haven't had that move across.
Nice. I like that. On the phone with Jim Weitzel, head coach of the UB Bulls. So as you're beginning your head coaching stint at UB, what are the kind of things that you are instilling in the players? Like when you start, do you have like a word you work with each week? I feel like that's like a big thing with teams. Like this week we're talking about consistency.
Big coaching style. Yep.
Yeah.
You know, that's a great point. You know, Janet, we do use a word a week. This week is this week the word is preparation. Let's make sure that we're prepared. We, you know, the mental part of it and the physical part of it. So, you know, we do that every week. We talk about whether it's investment or sacrifice or whatever it is, and we kind of really harp on that word with the week and the guys, and then we kind of try to segue it into our vocabulary for the season. So definitely is what we're doing there. And for us, a little bit the style of play that we play, that our fans are used to, mm-hmm. I think we're going to stay very close to that. Obviously, you got to be your own personality and you've got that, but there's a lot of things that we want to do offensively and defensively that our fans will like that we've been able to do in the past. So the style of play, which is exciting and fast-paced, I think is, you know, we want to keep that in the same way. There'll be different ways, and then our personnel changes because our players graduate. But we've got a good young group of guys.
Jim, what is your courtside manner? Because previous coach Nate had a certain he like was always at an 11 or hyperactive.
He's a screamer.
Screamer. What is your courtside manner?
I told Nate. I said I'm going to leave those referees alone, and I'm probably more of not as vocal as him that way. I think probably a little bit more is my personality is a stop, make sure the kid understands the point when he's coming in and out of the game, teach that, communicate that with it. But, you know, I don't think, personality wise, you got to stay true to yourself that way. I'm a pretty positive guy. So I think I feel like, on the bench there, I'm going to be pretty positive with our players and demand a lot from them and demand a great effort. But along with it, I think that they're pretty comfortable with kind of my personality with them that way. But it'll be a little bit different than how Nate was.
I hope you're still into the gear as much as Nate was, because I love gear. Literally, that's like, I'm all about like what the uniform's going to look like, what the sneakers are going to look like, what colors you're going with. Yeah, it's fashion week on the court. Where do you stand?
Yeah. As I told him, I said, you had more shoes.
Yes.
Than my wife. I was like, I'm not a... they always kid me. I'll walk my dogs in some shoes, and they're like, "Watch, that's impossible! You did that." A little bit different than that way. I like the gear, but probably not as keen on that as that. I still got those old sweatpants there. I'll wear those to work. So
no, we're gonna have to change. Well, we'll change that. Work on that. As a Division I head college basketball coach, my question to you is, with all these youth basketball leagues around town, at what point do you see great talent in a basketball player? Is it fifth grade, sixth grade, seventh grade? Like, when can you tell? So for parents listening who've got their kids in youth basketball leagues and think they're superstars, what point can you really tell somebody's going to go far with their basketball ability?
My advice would be... enjoy it when you're really young and have a lot of fun with it, and don't put too much stock into it when they're really, really young. I mean, there's so many good players that started late, and they developed in there. And I think that's kind of one of the things I always tell kids is that, you could have been the 12th man on your team in seventh grade. And next thing you're a starter when you're a junior in high school, So a lot of that comes with growth, development, maturity level and all that stuff goes. So, I think the big thing there is kind of the later the better in terms of high school. I think don't get too caught up into it in the junior high levels. Have a good fundamental base and grow with it, but don't spend a lot of time trying to project that. Because I think I remember once when Derrick Rose was a ninth grader and I lived in Chicago, that was a no-brainer. Those kids you can see, like, okay, that's pretty impressive. That's unbelievable talent for a ninth grader. Normally, and I remember Doc Rivers when he was a ninth grader, and this was a long time ago. I saw him at a basketball camp, and I never seen anyone that good. So every once in a while, you'll see the anomaly. But for the most part, generally, I say, look, wait till your junior or senior year.
So you open the regular season Friday night. How you feeling?
I feel good. I mean, we've got a good young group of guys. And we've kind of got two older kids, Devontae Jordan and Javon Grace, who started for us last year. So they've got to be our leaders. They're really great kids to coach. And our work ethic has been very good. I think the big thing for us is learning a little bit. We got to learn to be fast learners on the fly. Because last year's team was so experienced, they could kind of walk in the door and you could write a lot of new things up on the board, and they already knew how to do it. This is like, you're going back to, a lot more teaching, stopping, but their enthusiasm and their pulling for one another has been incredibly rewarding so far. So I'm thrilled to have the opportunity to coach these guys.
I have a friend who's a basketball coach, and he does a thing where he at tip off he holds his breath for the longest time. Do you have any weird things you do at tip off? Is that a nervous time for you?
I don't know why I hold my breath, I might pass out. I don't know. No, I don't think too weird. I suppose that if you, I think all coaches are a little superstitious. Like, let's say if your playing team's playing well, you want practice. How do we do practice before? What do we do a film? What do we do a shoot around that day? What do the guys eat? What do we have for pregame meal? Those are the superstitions probably pop in. In terms of the game stuff, not really. No, I don't have any of that. But I'd say all the stuff leading up into it, you bet. I think every coach.
At practice, if somebody misses free throws, what do they have to do?
Ooh. Well, usually we actually have quite a bit of contest, so it's pretty good. It's competitive. They usually, when they miss, they have to do 10 push-ups. That's what they do. And then we have another game where they have to do what we call 10s or 22s. 10 is one length of the floor. 22s, you got to do it twice. So, we always want to give them a penalty a little bit there. So we've probably shot more free throws in practice this year because I think, that's going to be – you know, games are tight. It's a big part of it, so we spent a lot of time on it. So we do quite a different things to make sure that we keep them sharp on it.
I love it. Well, we're so excited to see what you do with the team this year. I can't wait. Like, one of my favorite sounds, like, instead of white noise at night, I could go to sleep with the sound of sneakers on a basketball court. Like, that's just like...
Sneak squeaks.
Sneak squeaks. Like, it's like the perfect sound to me. Do you think that would keep you up at night, or would that put you to sleep? Probably keep you awake.
Yeah, no, that would definitely keep me up. That would, no doubt about that. No, defensive slides and closeouts and ball screen coverages and all that stuff when I hear squeaks. So... It's a great sound, but I don't want to hear it when I'm going to bed.
Well, the UB Bull horns are up, and we say good luck on a great season.
Thanks so much. Thank you for having me on.
Great talking to you, Jim Whitesell of the UB Bulls basketball team.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.